Well, thank you very much, Dr. Innes. I'm glad to be back here. I always reminded that, you know, I'm a Filipino, and this pulpit, again, is not made for me. And so I'm just going to spit it out. But I'm glad to be back here. Thankful for the Lord for the opportunity to travel with my wife this time. This is her second time to the States. The first time we were, it was about 9 years ago. When we first came here, we were two little boys, and I'm so glad and excited she was able to travel with me at this time. And I bring, again, greetings from our church there in the Philippines, and I'm thankful that everything that God does there, you have a part of that. Fellowship Baptist Church has a great part of that, and we are so thankful. I'm always told that, you know, we have a great ministry in the Philippines. I always say it's not our ministry, it's God's ministry. It's our ministry. We have already quit, stopped, walked away. But, you know, tonight I'm thankful for the victories, but in between victories there are great struggles, prayers, tears, but I am thankful for His faithfulness. Well, this afternoon we're going to show a DVD of a short update of what the Lord has done there last year. If you remember, I was here. Never really planned to be here this year, but, you know, a church paid a way to come in here, preach for their church, and it was a blessing. But the video you're going to see is an update since 2014 to this time. And we have seen about three preacher boys start a work. The last is we sent out a preacher boy, a Filipino, to Qatar, the Middle East, to start there a mission work. And it's there having 20 people saved. And since I left last year, you know, I'm pastoring two churches. One we started in 2005, and my dad's church when he retired 3 years ago. But when we came back to the Philippines, me and my wife started another church in Manila every Saturday. And so I'm pastoring three churches, and God has been tremendously great and been good to us. And so we're going to show you a two-minute video, and I'm going to show you another video that, again, let me say, it was intended really for our church in the Philippines. Every year we have now a missions conference. I think it's about 8 years. And our preacher boy started a work in the poorest town in the Philippines. I mean, you have to see that. I'm going to show that. But to go there, you have to go by plane by 2 hours, land on their island, travel 2 hours by land, ride in a canoe for 8 hours on that river, Brown River, and walk 2 hours in the jungle to be able to reach that town. That's the only way you'll be able to go in there. It's a town in Salvino Lubus, Northern Samar, a population of 500, no portable water, no electricity, nothing. But our preacher boy started work there 3 years ago. I was able to be there last March, preach for our third mission anniversary. And we got 180 people got saved. And God has blessed us there with a property, a chapel, and God is doing great things. Well, the town is very poor, very far, that, you know, let me share this. When I went there about 3 years, our people there was very happy and said, Pastor, we're thankful that you came. And you've been privileged to do that. I said, you know, I'm really blessed to be here. But they eat there, not rice. You know, rice is the staple of food in the Philippines. Most people ask us, you know, why did you still stay young? I'm 41 right now. I said, it's rice. But they don't, they can't eat rice there. So poor that they eat sweet potatoes. And those sweet potatoes are not American size. Those are little potatoes that only grows in that land. And they have to pull it. Even small, he has to eat it. But when I came in there for 5 days, our people there was just, you know, were happy for us to be there. So our men in that church, most of them are communist guerrillas that got saved, and some of their hardened criminals that were, you know, trying to avoid the law. They went to that place, but they got saved, and they went to the river that night and catch frogs, only that we could have meat while there. And I'm so thankful. We have now there 9 preacher boys on that mission work. Half of them are altar boys of the priest on that town. I tell you what, when I preached there, the first time that priest rang the bell the whole day in this Catholic church, because all the folks in the town were in that chapel, and in our chapel, and I was preaching there. And he was God, man. 9 of our preacher boys, half of them, 4 of them were his altar boys. And they got saved age 11 to 17, and they got, you know, chewed out of our public school there because they have control over the school there, but they just love the Lord. And one of the things that they did, and I was really touched, and I just challenged me, was we're building a chapel there even right now. And you could imagine, again, for us to build a chapel, very long way from to be able to haul in cement and you know, tin roofs, cost 3 times. But these boys just love the Lord, wanting to help build a church. So what they did is to help haul in sands, bag of sands, 100 pound each, from the river. They shovel it, put it on a sack, 100 pounds, carry it barefoot in muds and cliffs. They walk 2 hours, 1 hour going to the chapel, One are going back to the river, holding just to be able to have sand. And they're already holding 8,000 sacks of sand, 100 pounds, and even now we're building there. And so you pray about that. We'll be back there on October. And I promised them that, Lord willing, we'll be able to pray that we could have a power generator there, that they would have a power generator. And there are still 27 communities that could only be reached walking on that island. And it's about 2,500 all in all in those about 27 communities. And so you're going to see a video first of the updates there in the Philippines and show you our anniversary there in that mission work in that island.